What about Bev in combination with chemo?
Well, we're getting ready to learn about that. That's those ongoing studies. Not really been looked at in great detail in ovarian cancer, with one exception. There was the one study that Augustin Garcia chaired that looked at Cytoxan plus bevacizumab and showed activity. But because it was a phase two study, it's impossible to evaluate whether giving it with chemotherapy was better. I think most of us feel strongly that giving it with chemotherapy is going to be a better approach than using it as a single agent, simply because of the theoretical possibility that you're improving the delivery of chemotherapy to the tumor with the bevacizumab by stabilizing the vasculature.
What are some of the clinical research questions out there? You've mentioned a couple that are going to be looked at or being discussed in terms of bevacizumab and ovarian cancer. What settings?
Well, all that I've described for the current phase three trials are in newly diagnosed patients or patients at first recurrence still platinum sensitive. The initial phase two studies were done in patients who have both platinum sensitive and platinum resistant recurrent disease. There are actually more trials than what I've mentioned. There are two other phase three trials, big ones, that are ongoing. One is being done in Europe in newly diagnosed patients. That's almost the same design as the GOG study, except that they're looking at half as much bevacizumab, 7.5 milligrams per kilogram. That study will probably be finished about the same time as the GOG frontline study. And a pharmaceutical industry-sponsored trial is looking at gemcitabine plus or minus bevacizumab in the second-line setting.